It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 4th, 2024. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Very, very well. How are you?
I'm not too bad. You left a very dramatic pause in there, as if there was something to put in there.
That was just your cue to talk.
I just was waiting, you know. I just love to have a brilliant cue in there. But no, I did an all right week last week. Mixed fortunes for the rest of us, but yeah, I'm keen to get back in at the winning column this week.
And joining us in that winning column, all the way from the USA, and has joined us for the last 2 weeks, doing week 3 of 3, Mr. Joey Slenzak. How are you, Joey?
Hey guys, not too bad. I would have preferred to do a little better with last week's picks, but we avoided the donut, and I guess that's half the battle.
That is always something. And talking about last week's picks, let's get on to reviewing them right now. No place to hide on the Trample Bet podcast. And if I had to talk about a 0-4 week 2 weeks ago, Joey, 1 out of 4 is much better, infinitely better. 1 is infinitely more than 0. So, here we go. Starting us with the bankers, and I had pretty straightforward away win for Man City at Nottingham Forest, which was priced at 4-11. And they went ahead and won 2-0, pretty much as expected, pretty standard. All good, banker in.
Boring one for me as well, but a boring winner, still a winner. Inter won 2-0 playing against Torino. Nothing happened in the first half. Second half, Torino got a man sent off, and then Calhanoglu got 2 in a 5-minute window, paying game out, and at 1-2, 4-7, that's a winner for us, which meant I was handing over to the J-man. Joey, how did your game go in the banker slot?
Yeah, my bank, it was a little tough one. I had Blackburn and Coventry, both teams to score at 1-2, and this finished 0-0. But Sammy Smodix and Javi Wright both missed what I would call certified sitters. Smodix, especially in the first half, he literally just missed a wide open net. But it was a little tricky bounce on the volley. I'll give him at least some credit there. But yeah, this game would have really opened up if we had gotten a first goal there.
Yeah, there was a red card in the game that didn't help you either. And there was a red card in Gordon's game, which helped him very much. So
it did.
The sendings off, giving and taking away from the podcast this weekend. The value picks, I did not have a good time with my value pick. I took Midtjylland away at Silkeborg in the Danish Superliga, which is now split into a top half and a bottom half. Midtjylland, who are pushing for the title, very unexpected, went and just lost 3-0 to Silkeborg, who led 3-0 at half time. In what looks like a game they absolutely deserved to win 3-0. Unexpected, didn't see it coming, just took a loss.
Yeah, I took a big L in this as well. A game that I recommended to pretty much everyone I knew as being a really good pick, and I couldn't understand why Ross County were such a large price. Ross County, they may as well be Loss County, but Ross County did lose to Livingston this weekend. They lost 2-0, which is, you know, not great. I'm going to re-back them again this week because Hibs have got absolutely nothing to play for and they need to not get relegated. So I still think they're a decent team. But yeah, Livingston broke a run of 8 games without a win they had, with draws against Aberdeen and St Johnstone in there. But yeah, I mean, congratulations to Livingston. You're already relegated. Why are you fucking up my coupon? Joey, how did you get on?
Yeah, mine was not successful either. I had LA Galaxy versus Austin FC, and I liked over 3.5 total goals. That was a little bit spicier at 2.4, and this one ended up finishing 2-0. And the match really just died out in the second half after Austin was defending that 2-0 first half lead. A couple of chances here and there, but I think 2-1 would have been fair. 4 goals was a little greedy on my end.
Not so great in the value picks last week, so we'll be looking to rectify that situation. This week, onto the outsiders. I got a very good outsider in Danish Superliga, but the relegation group this time for Lyngby versus Vejle, and the draw was priced up at 23-10. I'm not normally one for backing draws, but this just looked like a game that would be super tight and both teams would be happy with a draw. And a goal either side of halftime in what was a pretty even match meant it finished 1-1 and my outsider came in. So 23-10, pretty good.
Great result, Andy. And also to pick an outsider on a Friday night and land it is such a pleasant feeling, that, isn't it? Immediately nice. The cash out going above a fiver on the overall, on the mega coupon.
Good.
I was the man to kill the mega coupon, unfortunately. Just the way the games worked. It wasn't really anything that the rest of us didn't contribute to later on. But I had a draw between Modena and Sud Tirol as my outsider. A game that for me still should have finished as a draw, 0.22 XG to 0.55. Between them, they had 2 and 3 shots on goal in the entire game. It was not a game of much class. And insult to injury, Alcorcón, who I recommended to win after a huge streak of draws in the midsection, drew. So I should really have just switched them about in here. But yeah, no outsider in for me. Relatively close, but I'd like to be contributing after a beautiful Friday night result that gets one leg of the Trixie in. So no outsider for me in this week. Joey.
Yeah, my outsider is probably the most heartbreaking one of my picks this weekend, mainly because I'm a Detroit City FC fan. I knew our scorching run of form was going to come to a screaming halt at some point, but I was hoping it would have been a draw instead of a loss. And unfortunately, we ended up losing 2-0. Objectively, that was the worst game we've probably played all season, which you would expect being the only loss in a sea of green wins. But yeah, Pittsburgh dominated us in the midfield and we just really couldn't break them down. We had a couple of close chances in the second half, but just couldn't overcome that first half 2-0 deficit. There was an extremely soft penalty shout that ended up taking us to 2-0. Whether or not we would have actually broken them down to level things up for 1-1, but I think that was... It definitely looked like a penalty from the angle the ref was at. And given there's no VAR, I understand why it was given. But you look at that at a second angle, and it was a great, great bit of acting, we'll say. Really, really sold the bit. But yeah, that was just a tough game overall to watch.
Yeah, 1 out of 3 in the outsiders. Outsiders is where we've been pretty good historically and over the season. So reasonably close. But 1 out of 3 is okay. 2 out of 3 is much better. 3 out of 3 is where we want to be. The charity picks then. And Gordo, how about you start this one off?
Certainly, I would love to start the charity picks off for this week. Mainly because it's where some of my success lay. I took Saint-Étienne at home to Caen. They are pushing for the league title here and pushing to get themselves into the automatic promotion slots. You will be unsurprised to hear that I'm picking them again this week, which will also make you less surprised to hear that they won for me this weekend in the charity slot. A case of another red card helping me out here. Caen got a man sent off in the 92nd minute of the game. Didn't really matter though, because Saint-Étienne had scored in the 5th minute here, but... you could see in the second half of the game that they were just totting up fouls. And like, after that 5th minute goal, they really struggled to get into the game. And yeah, a 1-0 win for me in there. So it's not an EP league, which is good. So a 1-0 win's fine with me. Well, I hand to my esteemed co-host Joey to talk about his pick. Joey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, the one shining moment of the week for me, I had LAFC versus Portland. Both teams are scoring over 2.5 at just shy of even money, and this ended up finishing 3-2 to LAFC. And we were paid out in the 65th minute after Jonathan Portillo started to come back, and they ended up clawing it back to 2-2, but ultimately a red card gave LAFC the momentum to grab a late winner. But luckily that was paid out relatively soon, rather than sitting on that one for a while and then needing a 95th minute equalizer or anything funky like that. So glad it wasn't the skunk. We avoided that donut.
Superb. Yeah, a good pick and a good result in there, Joey, which meant the charity bet rested squarely on my shoulders, and I was delighted because it was the pick I was most confident in this week, Holstein Kiel, hosting Kaiserslautern. They lost the game 3-1 in a game that it looks like they fucking deserve to lose as well. Went 1-0
run against the
went 1-0 down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still don't really understand. I'd still back Kiel again this week at, 8-11. But they went a goal down after 10 minutes or so, equalised. And I was like, right, this is it. They go on and push on from here. Lost a goal in first half stoppage time to hit the break, 2-1 behind. And then Kaiserslautern put the game to bed in the 84th minute. And that was kind of it. It looked messy, though. I mean, I didn't see the game, but looking from the stats, it looked messy. Kiel had 2/3 of the possession, which you would expect. But they committed a lot more fouls and had 4 yellow cards to Kaiserslautern 0. So it looked a wee bit panicky in there, which is what happens when teams get close to that finish line. I let the charity down. And as a result, I will be backing it again this week. 2 out of 3 in the charity. So well done, guys. And poorly done from me. But overall, a reasonable week with some good winners in there. Okay, we're about to head to our normal ad break. If you're listening to us through any of the dedicated podcast channels, but we do have a Patreon channel where you can watch this show as a video podcast. You become a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon for £6 a month. Just go to tramplebet.com. All the links, all the details is there. As a Patreon member, you get the early release video podcast. Instead of the ad break, there's a special middle section that lasts longer than the duration of the ad. There's extra picks in there from football and other sports. It's just about to come up. And you also get all the picks written down every week, so you don't need to take notes or try and remember which of the show picks you liked for your weekend's coupon. So tramplebet.com. All the links are there. And we shall see you back after this short break.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, May 4th, 2024. 12 picks in total. Banker from each of us, value from each of us, outsider from each of us, and then obviously the charity treble that we do every week. And it would be great at this late stage in the season to hand some more money over to charity. But let's start with the banker picks. Mine's nice and early in terms of the weekend. It's Friday, 5:30 p.m. UK time in the second tier of German football. So the Bundesliga is vie for Dusseldorf versus Nuremberg. Now, this league only has 3 game weeks remaining. And Dusseldorf sit in third place, which is the promotion playoff spot. So 2 automatics, and then third is the promotion playoff spot. 4th is, thanks very much for playing this year, we'll see you back next year, nothing. So very important for them that they come in the top 3. They've got 56 points from 31 games. They're 5 points behind second place Holstein Kiel in that second automatic promotion spot. So unlikely to catch them, but still possible. And they're 4 points ahead of Hamburg, are their closest rivals, and sit in 4th spot. So if they can win this weekend and results can go their way, they could finalise that top 3 finish. Nuremberg, they're 11th in the table with 37 points, 19 points behind Dusseldorf this season. Form-wise is where it gets interesting. Dusseldorf have really been on a charge lately. They lead the league's 5-game form table. They've taken 13 points from their last five matches. Nuremberg, bottom of the five-game form table, just 1 point. They've scored only three goals in their last five games and conceded 12. So they are just, they've downed tools. They're just not very good right now. It's an important game. It's a home game for an in-form Dusseldorf. The game doesn't really matter at all for a very out-of-form Nuremberg. 2-5 is the price for Dusseldorf, and I think that's good enough for the banker this week.
Let's hope those Dussels be Dorfing this weekend for us overall.
Those Dorfers be Dusseling.
Dusseling around. Mine's is a bit more clear-cut than that for my banker this week, and a league that maybe more people will be familiar with. La Liga. I am taking Real Madrid at home to Cadiz to win. And you'll get them at the odds of 1-3. And you'll say, Gordon, why you get them at 1-3? And I say, well, it's because they're playing Bayern Munich midweek, which is much more important to them. Obviously, Real Madrid are a club that thrives on Champions League success, having the most out of anyone's wins. But they play Cadiz this weekend. They play five games, so they've got five games to go. They are currently 11 points ahead of Barcelona. So if Barcelona don't win this weekend and Real Madrid do, it's down to goal difference, of which Real have massively more. It's a very slim chance. Barcelona are then into the realms of you need to win every game like 10-0 and hope that Real lose every single game. Real Madrid are just a vastly better team. Cadiz are still in the relegation zone. They'll be battling to obviously get themselves out of it. They're in the last spot for that at the moment, 4 points behind Celta Vigo, which is also why you're getting a kind of inflated Real price. Real Madrid are just a better team. There's not really much more to say than that. I just think they're going to comfortably win this. So you'll get them at 1-3. You understand why they are 1-3, but I'm not turning that down at home to a team that will probably get relegated this season. So yes, banker in, hopefully. Joey, what you got?
Yeah, so for my banker, I'm going to be traveling to England and in the English Championship and final match of the season for them. And I'm going to be looking at Sheffield Wednesday to win or draw against Sunderland. You can get that at just over 1-2, 1.53-ish. So it's going to be on Saturday at 12:30. And these are two sides trending in completely opposite directions, with Wednesday currently on a five-match unbeaten streak, while Sunderland have only won once in their last six overall. Sunderland have frankly been on the beach for a while now, now that safety's pretty much secured. And they've only won twice in their last 14 overall, failing to win in six straight home matches. They've actually just scored twice during that stretch, that six-match home stretch at home. Wednesday really just need 1 point to officially clinch safety, and they've actually won four of the last six away matches, so I think this should be a good spot for them to officially clinch safety. Birmingham are technically within touching distance. If they win and then Plymouth win as well, then Sheffield Wednesday will end up getting relegated, so they still have plenty to fight for, even though it'll take quite a lot to officially get relegated. I think they'll want to keep this in their hands, and getting just over 1-2 for that is for them to avoid defeat is a pretty good price, in my opinion.
Sunderland need fuck all out of this game. This is what I like the most about this pick. Yeah. Like that, I would, yeah. And also the fact that Sheffield Wednesday are like second in the form league. I looked at this as a potential thing, like 11 points from five games. So I think it's a really good pick, Joey. I like the double chance there. Andy, how is this shaking out into a beautiful treble?
So for the bankers then, a win, a home win for Fortuna Dusseldorf, a home win for Real Madrid, and draw our Sheffield Wednesday in their game away at Sunderland shakes out 1.8-1, if you fancied combining them all. Pretty good. Nearing that 2-1 mark, which is pretty high, really. On to the value picks then. This is where the odds start to increase a little bit, usually around that even money mark. Mine is very early. Now, I said my banker was early at 5:30 p.m. on Friday. This is 7 a.m. on Friday morning. So I've got a couple of very early games, the way that the Japanese card shakes out this weekend, because a lot of them play again on Monday. So Friday morning, 7 a.m. in the Japanese top flight, which is the J1 League, for Cerezo Osaka versus Sapporo. And the home win for Cerezo is 4-5. Seresto Zaka have got themselves to the top of the J-League after 10 matches. Now, I fancied them. I actually backed them last year to win the overall title. It didn't happen. They came happily upper quartile, but they didn't quite have it. But this year, they've gone on from then. They sit on 19 points, 15 goals scored, only 9 conceded. And they play Sapporo. Sapporo are bottom of the J-League. They only have 7 points. They've scored 9 goals, but conceded a rather concerning 20. Osaka, solid at home. They've taken 11 points from 5 home games. Sapporo are winless on the road, taking 2 points from 4 away games. And in those 4 away games, they've scored only twice, but conceded 11, which is pretty bad. Being -9 on your goal difference for 4 games. They were battered 4-0 by Sagan Tosu, who are terrible, and 6-1 by Vissel Kobe. So this is a top versus bottom matchup in the league. The home win's 4-5. It should be reasonably standard, although the J-League has been mental this year. You can't ask for much better in terms of setup than this. So a home win for Seretse Osaka.
Cool beans. Now, I've got quite a lot to talk about with my value pick here, and it's quite a lot to talk about. Some things that are very relevant to the pick and others that are purely coincidental patterns that I think I'd like to continue. So I'll start with the evidence that actually makes sense, and I'll end with the absolute dross that I think also will ensure this pick comes in. My pick this week is Saint-Étienne away at Guingamp. Now, the good things about this pick, Saint-Étienne are right up for the title fight here. They're 4 points behind Auxerre. The top 2 in the French league go through automatically into the Ligue 1. They're only 2 points clear of Angers, so they need to win every game they possibly can, and they have been. You know, they've overtaken Angers to get into this spot here, and they'll have Auxerre in their sights. You know, there is a world here where Saint-Étienne end up top of this league with 3 games to go. Now, Guingamp aren't by any means out of the playoffs yet. They're only 5 points away from it. So, you know, 9 points available for them. They'll be well up for this game. But they're a team that actually doesn't play very well at home. So despite sitting 9th in the league, which is, you know, only 5 points outside the promotion spots, they've only taken 21 points from 17 home games, which is not how you want to build form when you're playing at home. They're 15th overall for home form. They're great away. They're a fab team to play away, but they're not so good at home. Contrast that with Saint-Étienne, who are just as good as them away, but have the lovely fact this week of actually playing away from home. So Saint-Étienne here have taken 30 points from 17 games. You're going to get them at 8-5 as a price here, which is quite a big price away from home for them to win in this game. Now, the absolute dross that I think would like to continue in this. These teams play relatively often, 2022, 2019, 2017, 2016, 2017, 2016. It's went in ascending order. Guingamp, Saint-Étienne, Guingamp, Saint-Étienne, Guingamp. So, Saint-Étienne this weekend continue this pattern of whoever's won the last game loses the next. So, as I said, it means nothing. It's just nice when these things line up sometimes. So, I'll be taking Saint-Étienne away from home at 8-5. Joey, what you got?
Yeah, so there's going to be a little smoke and mirrors for my picking as well, but hopefully not quite to that extent. I'm going to be back in the U.S. in the MLS for Real Salt Lake hosting Sporting Kansas City. And I like a home win for Real Salt Lake at 1.75-ish. So it's going to be on Sunday at 2:30 a.m. And RSL sit top of the Western Conference, scoring 17, conceding 9 in 10 matches. And they've only conceded 3 of those 9 goals at home. So it's already a good start. They're a little bit more defensively resilient. And Sporting KC have started off well, going 4 matches unbeaten. But they really kind of started to take a fall with just 1 win in their last 6 overall, including 2 losses in their last 3. RSL are currently 6 matches unbeaten with 5 wins in the last 8 overall. And have been riding the hot form of their talisman, Chicho Arango, who's scored 6 goals and had 2 assists in his last 6 starts. Ultimately, RSL are just the better team here. And as we've seen this season, Sporting KC really struggle holding on to lead. So in the event that RSL unfortunately concede first, they're not out of it by any means. Personally, I think that they'll score first and then go on to at least get that 2-goal EP. for our lovely users of Bet365. Unfortunately, I'll just be sweating out the win like a peasant, but I think there should be plenty of form here, and RSL just really have more than enough firepower to combat whatever Sporting KC are going to throw at them. I do think there will be plenty of goals, so if you want to get extra spicy, the home win plus both to score would be the way to go. But I think nonetheless, Salt Lake should keep this scorching form going.
Cool.
Fantastic. Value picks this weekend. Cerezo Osaka to beat Sapporo, St. Etienne to win away at Guingamp, and Real Salt Lake to win at home against Sporting Kansas City. If you wanted to combine them, 6.73-1 for the value treble. Okay, on to the outsiders. This is where the odds get even higher. And we pick something that we think has a real good chance of coming in, but the bookies have priced up as an underdog. I am not on Friday, actually. This is Sunday at 1 p.m. UK time in the Danish Superliga in the relegation group for Lyngby versus Randers. The relegation group is getting tight. So this is the bottom six, essentially. It's split off, all playing each other. And it's getting tight when it comes to who will occupy that second relegation spot. Villawa are pretty much marooned at the bottom on 18 points. But then you've got Vejle on 24 and Lyngby and Odense both on 26. And those three are really fighting it out. The other two are Viborg and Randers. They'll be safe. They're already on 36 points. So essentially, Villawa, they're going to come last. Viborg and Randers are fine. And then you've got Vejle, Lyngby and Odense all fighting out, only 2 points between them. So it's another huge match for Lyngby. They all are. Post-split, they have drawn their last three home games in the league in a row. 0-0, 1-1 and 1-1. Randers, who don't have that much to play for anymore, have also drawn their last two league matches, 2-2 and 0-0. It's just so tight at the bottom of the table that teams don't want to lose, and we're seeing a load of draws. I fancy this one to also be a draw. You'll get 12-5 on that, which I think is more than fair.
Nice one. Anytime you back a draw, I'm just a big fan of it. So, because I know you actively dislike backing draws. So when you do,
yeah. So if I'm doing it, it means I'm confident on it, or you know, I'm serious about it. The one thing that perhaps isn't great about this is the last time the clubs played, Randers absolutely done Lyngby in. But it's a home game for Lyngby, and you know they're in the habit now of drawing matches. So I'm pretty confident that they can put up a good fight this time around.
Sure. Okay, well, I'm about to set off a lot of klaxons for things you're not meant to do in the podcast by A, backing your own team, and B, backing another team that let you down so poorly the previous week after you were very confident about them. So let's do both of those things. I'm going to take Ross County at home at Hibs this weekend, what I think is a rather inflated price of 14-5. Hibs, we managed to secure safety, we can't get relegated last week after a really good win against St Johnstone, which actually really helped Ross County's cause here for not getting relegated. So Ross County sit 1 point behind St Johnstone here with not many games to go. And their home form has been really good over the last five games. They've had three wins. Those three wins are against Rangers, Hearts and Livingston, and two draws against Hibs and St Mirren. Now, they mugged us right off. I was at the last Ross County Hibs game in Dingwall, and they were all over us in the first half. We then made a load of subs and brought some people on because we were trying to get top six here, and conceded a last minute goal to Jan Danda to draw the game. Now, we have nothing to play for. Ross County have everything to play for. Andy will tell you the Scottish Championship is hard. It's not a good place to end up, and you can end up down there way longer than you think. So Ross County are going to be doing everything in their power here. This game just doesn't matter to Hibs. So you're getting Ross County here at 14-5. I think it's a good shout.
Big price.
So Joey, yeah. What have you got?
Yeah, so we'll stick in the US and bring things back to the draw content you've all been waiting for. This is going to be Nashville SC versus Montreal CF. Playing with a nice little club abbreviations there. Yeah. Now, we've got some FCs, we've got some CF, we've got some SCs in this league. We're real diverse. And so I like your draw on this spot at 3.6. So this is going to be on Sunday at 1:30 a.m. And so this is going to be a little bit more of a gut play. But Nashville have been one of the draw sweethearts so far this season, with 5 draws in 9 league matches. And 4 of those have come in their 6 home matches. Montreal haven't been setting the league on fire, but they've only lost 3 times in their last 9 matches this season and are currently 3 matches unbeaten, including back-to-back draws, which is kind of where I'm getting at with this. Nashville have only won once this season and are currently 5 matches winless, so I definitely don't agree with the 1.8 price for a home win. Ultimately, I think a lot of it is them kind of getting in their own way, where they're conceding late goals or they're conceding early and then having to sort of claw back. I think this should play out pretty straightforward, hopefully. And I don't think Montreal is going to just roll over. And I think they should have more than enough power to keep things level. And these two teams should cancel each other out.
Love a draw, Joey. So count me in.
Just the 2 draws this week then in the outsiders. So if you fancied combining them, I always take them as a Trixie. So just need 2 out of the 3. But the treble would be a draw for Lyngby against Randers, a win for Ross County at home to Hibs, and a draw in the game between Nashville and Montreal, which works out at pretty big odds. And I haven't taken the correct screenshot there. Oh, no, we're fine. 45.51-1. There you go.
What are you going to see with the correct teams in there?
with the 5% boost, that we did. Well, no, I took a screenshot of the Trixie returns, and that obviously doesn't show you just the straight up. But the straight up is 45.51-1 with a 5% boost on 365. So close to 50-1. 50-1. Very good. Okay. Charity treble, which I let down last week. So I will be backing again. And I need to get a charity winner in. If I put something in the charity slot recently, it just turns horrible. So let's try and break that. It's another early one for me because I'm back in Japan. Friday, 7 a.m. in the Japanese top flight for Kashima versus Shonan. Kashima are 5th in the J-League after 10 games. That's only 3 points behind top spot Cerezo Osaka. So it's all very tight. And that's because the results so far have been a bit chaotic. They have 16 points. They've scored 12, conceded 11. They host Shonan, who are currently 2nd bottom of the table. They're tied with last place Sapporo on 7 points, but with a slightly better goal difference, scoring 14, but conceding 20. Kashima are solid at home. They usually are. They've played 4 home games. They've won 3 of them. And the draw was with league leaders Cerezo Osaka. So absolutely no shame there. They're a much better team than Shonan, who haven't beaten Kashima since the year 2020. That was 8 head-to-head matches ago. And when you look at the head-to-head record when Kashima play at home, that's when it really stands out. Kashima have won the last 7 home meetings of the sides in a row, and that dates back all the way to 2018. You have to go back to 2016 before they didn't win a home game against Shonan. 3-4 for the home win. I think it's a good price.
No props. Okay, okay. Well, I'll take us to a league that's just in the similar vein to Andy's. It's kind of just getting started here. So this is Norway for the Elite Serien, and this is round 6. And I'll be taking 2nd spot Molde to beat the rather rubbish Sandefjord. So why am I taking Molde this week? Well, they're pretty damn good. That's about as much as I can give it to. They've taken 13 points from their first 6 games. They play against the Sandefjord team that have only played 4 games because they're playing midweek. But they've taken 1 point, which illustrates that they have not been very good in their first few games, scoring 2 and conceding 6. Molde generally beat them when they play them. They've got 1 misnomer, which was the last game between them, which was a 2-each draw. But prior to that, they'd beat them the last 4 away from home. And Molde are finding a bit of a groove in this league too and are looking to push Bodo Glimt, who've been very good over the last few years, to kind of regain their spot as a potential league challenger here. One thing I will say, and this is mostly for Joey in here, is that the league's top goal scorer so far is Christian Eriksen, who scored 4 goals. No, not that Christian Eriksen, another guy called Christian Eriksen. He's been very good. He scored in each of his last games he's played there. So he's been really, really good for them so far. You'll get Moldy at 17. You'll get Moldy at 7-11. 17-11 would be a great price, but 7-11 on this. They'll be wanting to keep this run going. They'll be happy to play against a team who are second bottom. I'll be taking Moldy in this slot.
Yeah. So for my final pick of the weekend and final leg of the charity treble, I'm going to be in Belgium. And I like Anderlecht versus Union SG. Both teams to score, and you can get that at 1.74-ish. So it's going to be on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. And these are some exciting times in Belgium right now, with Club Bruges, Anderlecht, and Union Saint-Gilloise all separated by 1 point for the title race and the top European places. Union SG will obviously be pushing for the win to leapfrog Anderlecht, but they've really struggled defensively with just two clean sheets in the last 10 overall. And Union Saint-Gilloise have actually seen both teams to score in 10 of their last 12 home matches, while Anderlecht have seen both teams to score in 11 of their last 12 away matches. Both sides obviously will have plenty of motivation, with Anderlecht trying to hold off Union SG and subsequently leapfrog Club Bruges for that coveted first spot overall. And there's actually historically been both teams to score in 6 of the last 8 meetings head-to-head in all locations between these sides. So I think this will be the case of you get two really high-powered offenses, and it's the immovable force versus the unstoppable object. And I think both sides will... One team scores, the other is going to follow that up. I personally was kind of liking Anderlecht to avoid defeat, so a win or draw, just given the way they've been playing, and Union SG have kind of fallen apart a little bit, but they're starting to kind of pick things up with a little bit. So I think the best way to tackle this one is just going to be both teams to score at 1.74.
Knew there'd be goals in there somewhere, Joey. Knew there'd be goals in there.
What? 1.75 at Bet365? Straight up 3-4 price tag.
1.74 here at some of my books. I need to be accurate in my quoted prices.
I know, we'll just get 1 point, not one. So the charity treble this week then: a win for Kashima Antlers at home to Shonan Bellmare, a win for Moldy away at Sandefjord, and both teams to score in the matchup between Union Saint-Gilloise and Anderlecht, shakes out at 4.05 to 1. So should that come good, we'll be announcing £50.53 to a charity on next week's show. That's it, that's all the picks from this week. We do have a Facebook group. Come along, join the conversation. If you're not already involved, just search Trampled Bet Podcast on Facebook and join the group. Loads of good chat in there about picks for this weekend, things that people like, not just in football, but across all sports. You can also give something back to the podcast. Support us by becoming a member of the Trampled Bet Club on Patreon. Costs around £6 a month. Just go to trampledbet.com. All the links are there. You know what you get. But the best thing about it is the cheat sheet, so all the picks written down. I will be in Belgium this weekend, going to the Molenbeek game, mentioned it in the midsection. Looking forward to that. Gordo, Joey, anything that you would like to add before we wrap up this week's edition of this fine podcast?
It would be good if Man City lost, just in
that
general.
That would be good.
Just for all of us, I think.
They're 1-10.
Yeah, against Wolves. I would really like to see them lose this weekend. It's odd in that all of us should agree for that, because they're Joey's rivals. Me and Andy. Andy's still in a title race. We are fucking falling apart. So it's nice that we collectively would like. No one's backed them this week. Just lose gracefully, gents. Hand Arsenal the title. That'd be nice. And then we don't have to listen to this. So that's it for me, Joey.
only thing I'm afraid of if that happens is they're going to come into that FA Cup final and just really look to put down a mark. They're gonna look to really make an example of us. So I'm hoping they don't come in with a raging vengeance. But big match for DCFC. Hopefully we can get things back on track. Loudon away shouldn't really be anything too crazy. I'm sure no odds yet, but I'll get something up in the group and probably looking at 2-1, maybe 3-1 win for City. So hopefully we can get some good results going in the weekend.
Fabulous. Thank you very much. Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Little Evans Jr.
Is that my full nickname this week? Well, we can't hear him, so I'm going to leave you on happy hunting.
We'll see you all next week. Happy hunting.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.